This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment, one poem center stage, just for now, just for you. Like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. I'm Maggie Devers, and each day I'll read you a poem. Nothing more, nothing less. No analysis, no noise, just a little space to listen. One poem only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Today I'm reading a poem by Amelia Dunn. You can find her at Amelia EV Poetry on Instagram and TikTok. If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around to notice, does it make a sound? Does its impact even hit the ground? Will the wind still whistle, or will silence echo in the burrows of what once was? What once was must be forgot, for leaves will fall again next autumn, and shoots will spawn in the spring. Does sadness fill you as you stare at an empty home, or do you dance with excitement at the new creations that bloom within you? Knock down this wall and we'll have a dream home, but someone else's once was must now be forgot. What once was must be forgot, for leaves will fall again next autumn, and shoots will spawn in the spring. Do you ever want to pick all the flowers to take home their beauty, but then remember on the walk back, you've killed what once was and stripped them from their home, just to fill the empty burrows of your own? Does your own happiness outweigh the presence of others? Are you superior? Do you gather flowers for the home you built on someone else's refuge and frolic amongst empty crevices unscathed? Does your God complex outrule you from the damages you create as you turn your back and wave? Your silence speaks of a thousand names. Your presence is impactful, but theirs is still blamed. Someone running in the woods will trip and fall over the cavity of a bean that once stood tall. Someone's life will be destroyed as you strip back the walls that barely resemble the home they once knew. Someone will notice their garden is now bare of the beauty that once bloomed. It's okay. What once was must be forgot, for leaves will fall again next autumn, and shoots will spawn in the spring. But shoots can't spawn if the saplings never scattered amongst the ground of their mother. Leaves can't fall if the trunk that holds strong was taken by another. The wind's whistle won't be heard if an army of alarms consumes and smothers. A nation is silenced. Because if a tree falls down in the forest and no one was around to listen, did it really make a sound? Silence speaks a thousand words, but the thunder that rolls in its hollows shudders even louder. The screams of a mother losing her child echoes for an eternity. The sound of death knell echo as a warning from once sturdy infrastructure. The rumble of machinery shatters the glass of what once was. Silence is impactful until it is enforced. Perception is a construct and construction is a cage. Society collapses and a country disassembles again. By Amelia Dunn. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.